Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov will be replaced this week with the Russian Umarov, or I should say Rustem Umarov, a Crimean lawmaker.
Zelensky made the announcement on his official Telegram account, writing that new leadership was needed after Reznikov went through more than 550 days of full-scale war. Zelensky says he believes that the ministry needs new approaches and different formats of interaction, both with the military and with society. The 41-year-old Umarov is from the opposition Holos Party and has served as head of the State Property Fund of Ukraine since September 2022. Zelensky's announcement comes after two people were hospitalized following a 3.5-hour Russian drone barrage on a port in Ukraine's Odessa region on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa says it found no evidence of an arms shipment to Russia despite recent claims from the United States.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Sunday an independent inquiry has found no evidence a Russian ship had collected weapons from the country late last year destined for Russia. The U.S. accusations raised questions over South Africa's professed stance of non-alignment and neutrality over Russia's war in Ukraine and concerns of possible Western sanctions. In an address to the nation, Ramaphosa said the accusations had a damaging effect on South Africa's economy and its standing in the world. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Iran has slowed its enrichment of uranium at nearly weapons-grade levels. That's according to a report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, seen by the Associated Press Monday. The confidential report comes as Iran and the United States are negotiating a prisoner swap and release of billions of dollars in Iranian assets frozen in South Korea. This is VOA News. South Korea's president says he'll tell world leaders about the need to faithfully enforce U.N. sanctions on North Korea when they converge in Indonesia and India for annual summits this week. President Yoon Suk-yeol is to visit Jakarta to attend a series of summits and scheduled alongside a meeting of Association of Southeast Asian Nation leaders. He'll travel on to New Delhi for a summit of the group of 20 leading economies. In written responses to the questions from the Associated Press, Yoon says during the G20 summit, he'll stress the need to block North Korea's cyber hacking and other illicit activities that fund its weapons programs. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's seeking strong steps, including deportation after street demonstrations turned violent in Tel Aviv. Rival Eritrean factions fueled a riot over their homeland's politics with scores of injuries and damage to the community. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Clashes turned violent in the streets of Tel Aviv this weekend as hundreds of Eritrean government supporters and opponents hurled rocks at Israeli police officers and smashed business windows. Dozens suffered injuries, including law enforcement, with at least three protesters hit by police gunfire. The day marked one of the most violent street confrontations in Israel among African asylum seekers and migrants in recent years. Saturday's clashes came on the 30th anniversary of the current Eritrean leader's rise to power, with anti-government protesters wearing blue shirts modeled on the country's 1952 flag, a symbol of opposition to the ruling dictatorship. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Currently, the odds seem high for an election rematch between the incumbent U.S. President Joe Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump. However, some politicians are leaving the door open to entering the race, especially after Trump's recent indictments. VOA's Veronica Banderas Iglesias has the story.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, who appeared on NBC's Meet the Press, shared some words of advice for fellow Republicans who, like him, reject the Trump brand and worry about some political gains that Democrats are already making at the local level in some states, including New Hampshire.
You don't make things personal. You do things that are clearly in the best interest of the constituents you serve, regardless of party. Now, I'm a staunch fiscal conservative, and I want to support Republican ideals, but that doesn't mean we're going to bend and break rules.
Analysts point out that the general election is still more than a year away, and that other factors besides Trump's legal woes and Biden's age could sway the American votes. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And according to the Niger Transport Ministry spokesperson, the junta there has reopened airspace to all flights after the coup there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.